many of you want to have the Howard Partridge effect? Man, that sounds so good, doesn't it? The Howard Partridge effect. How many of you in this room can honestly say that your life is better as a direct result of having met this man right there? So without further ado, everybody just stand up and help me welcome to the stage Mr. Howard Partridge!
Did y'all know that Mr. Santiago Arango, for the very first time ever, is going to tell his story from this stage today? And I'm not going to be in the room. Because I'll be bawling like a baby. I'll be outside the door peeking in with my box of Kleenex. Okay? He's like a son to me. I don't know what I'd do without him. Give Santiago a big hand clap. All right. So have y'all had a phenomenal day today?
Yes.
Mr. Tommy Mello?
Yes.
Okay, it goes like this. Mr. Tommy Mello, hello. Mr. Tommy Mello, hello. Kind of rhymes, you know. I got one person laugh. The other redhead laughed at me. You know that Zig Ziglar called his wife the redhead, right? This is the other redhead right there. So anyway, Mr. A.C. Lockyer, hello. So I had an unusual day. I had booked a presentation at the Katy Christian Chamber of Commerce. And normally I wouldn't do that on a conference day like this. And they asked me if I wanted to move it because they knew I had my conference. And you know what I told them? I said, we don't need to move it. I got a team. In fact, nobody in here missed me, did you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so no, I got a team. You know what else I got? I got an airplane. I got a couple airplanes. And the title of my presentation is today, The Freedom to Fly. See, you're already free. You can be free. You can be free right here. Be free right here. When you know who you are and whose you are, you're free. Now what you need is you need a vehicle, right? So what we covered so far is that your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. We talked about what life means yesterday, which what does it mean? Living in freedom every day. Today we're going to talk about the vehicle. You know, at this Chamber of Commerce, they're just precious, precious people that I saw this morning. And a whole bunch more of them are going to show up this afternoon at 1 o'clock, right after lunch. You're going to see that we're going to set up a whole bunch of rows back there. I don't even know if we have room. We might have to put them on the sides over here. I don't know how many people are going to come, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. I don't know. But anyway, a few months ago, I hired Heather. Give Heather a big hand clap. When I started Phenomenal Products, I started helping small business owners. I started nationally, and I was gone all the time. I never really started anything in the space locally. Now, I built my service company here, but never built anything locally. And all these years, I've been trying to get back and plan on getting back to networking locally, right? And I spoke at the keynote at the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce in Orlando met Crystal Parker. And so I was wondering, like, I wonder if there's any other Christian chambers, if there's some around us. Found the Katy Christian Chamber, had Heather get signed up, got to go to a few events and speak and everything. And it's so good to just reconnect with the local folks. I spoke this morning on FTI, and a lady comes up to me. I saw her at one of the networking groups recently, and she goes, "I knew I knew you. I knew you looked familiar." And she said, "I was a kid, and my mentor was Ray Davis. Ray Davis was my best friend. Ray Davis is the one who had MS for many years that was laid up in the hospital bed. I told you about him yesterday. The stiff guy, right? Everything all... Well, the last time I saw Ray Davis alive, he was in the hospital, and this was a few days before he passed away, and I snuck in the hospital after visiting hours. I told them I was his brother, which is true, brother in Christ. So I'm his brother in Christ. And Ray Davis, with his slurred speech, the only thing he could move was his lips. And so he had to pay close attention. He says, "Howard, let's pray for the nurse." A nurse had come in the room. A man in his condition wanted to pray for some. Every time I left his bedside, I was encouraged. Because Ray Davis did not live out of his condition. He lived out of his position. So I took his stiff hand in this hand and her hand in this hand. Last time I saw my best friend alive. And to walk in that place this morning, see, when you think you're going to some place and there's, you know, 200 people, there's 5 people, there's 1 person, it's a local, whatever. That's stinking thinking. You have no idea who you're going to meet. So probably an additional 10 people, maybe more, maybe 30, I don't know, maybe 20, I don't know, are going to show up here this afternoon. And these are all human beings who I'll now be able to begin another relationship with. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And all of business and all of life is about relationships. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And when you understand leadership, you're going to attract people into your life. And then you need a system. Your business is a system. Your business is a vehicle. Now, in a local, you've seen this, in a local networking group, you're going to see some people have a vehicle that looks a little like this. Right? Is that true? That's what mine look like. Right? And, I mean, I never tried that. I think it'd be fun. I think the next conference, Mindy, you ready for this? Next conference, we got to have some unicycles in here, okay? I told the Game Changers are with Tommy Mello. By the way, did I tell you guys that he shortened his Australia trip to be with you guys today? Yes. And was he on? Yes. Is he fresh? Yes. Every time I went up to the suite, I didn't hear anything but Tommy's voice. I mean, he was just still like, you know. Yeah. And it's all good. You can't write it down fast enough. So anyway, I went up there and I told him that, you know, what time lunch was. And I said, Tommy, I need to see you at lunchtime. Because when I met Tommy, it was at Jim Clark's house, and we met and got to know each other over cornhole. And since then, that was the first time I ever played cornhole. Since then, I met a guy that taught me how to play cornhole. So I told Tommy, he said, so are you good now? He said, he didn't say, are you better now? He said, so you're good now? You know, like, in other words. Anyway, if you know how to ride it, even if you're an expert unicycle rider, you're not going very far, are you? You're not going very fast, are you? How many people can you take on a unicycle?
One.
The rider, and maybe if you're in the circus, you could have a smaller person on your shoulder, maybe. Okay? Speaking of Tommy Mello, you know what he uses to get from building to building? Last time I saw Tommy before today, he was off on his little one-wheeler from this building to that building. That's how he gets from one building to another. We looked at Zig's bike yesterday, the Born to Win bike. My favorite vehicle. In fact, when I go to Destin, I don't want to get in a vehicle at all. I don't want to get in a car at all. If I go somewhere, I want to go on my bike. And I also have a beach bike. This is not my beach bike. I've got several beach bikes. But the cool thing about this is they got the bigger tires. You can go faster on the beach. And they're electric. So I want a vehicle where I can go faster. I can go farther. You want your business to go faster, go farther? And we need to get there safely. I've always had this vision of like, so I have 3.5 miles of beach, and although there's not very many people here on my beach, my section, the problem is I've networked with everybody there and everybody knows me, so everybody wants to stop. So I've always had this vision of having like a trike, you know, where I could just carry all my stuff down. I got my lunch, my whatever, just like camp out way down there for, you know, a few hours. So I bought one. You know they make an electric beach trike?
No.
I got this thing out there. Are you being serious?
A trike?
Yeah.
Think you're bike, but I'm not.
Yeah, a tricycle. It's got fat tires. It's electric. It's got space for your lunch and your notebook and your books and all that kind of stuff. Denise ain't going on that thing with me. And it's a good thing that she was not on there with me because this thing is foldable.
Which means locks have to be in place while it's working.
That's right. Which means you can fold it. There's a case if you want to travel. I don't know who travels with their beach trike, but apparently there are people. And I'm doing about 27 miles an hour on the beach on this thing when the little mechanism, the folding mechanism, gives way.
I like being on an ATV.
Yeah, I could probably do like a whole conference on vehicles, right, Lewis? We go ATVing on Lewis's property, and I'm sitting there enjoying the view. He's on a motorcycle, and all of a sudden, I just hear all like this commotion going by. It's like being in a Jurassic Park movie, you know, like when the dinosaurs were behind in the brush, right? You couldn't see them. It's like, you know, Steven Spielberg learned that technique from Jaws, right? Because the shark wouldn't work, and so they had to like create drama without being able to see the shark. And so I just hear all like this commotion going on, and I look by me and there's a yellow streak going by. Well, Lewis had just taken a swim in the creek and he popped a wheelie over this hill and he was coming fast. And when he's coming down, there's Howard sitting on the ATV looking off into space. So this man, this was not the only time that he was willing to sacrifice his life for me. He said, if I don't lay this thing down, I might die, but if I don't lay it down, I'm going to kill Howard. You know? Yeah. Elise has a Tesla. My son has a Tesla. Santiago has a Tesla. Anybody in Tesla owners in here? Now, this is kind of cool. This is a different kind of vehicle. But still, you can only take a certain number of people with you, right? I like to mess with my grandkids, and the other night they were over, and I wasn't going with them, but they were already in their seats in the back seat. Christian was inside, so I just wanted to mess with him, so I slipped in there between them. I was like, let's go, and they're all just giggling, you know? So Jim Collins says what? Get the right people on the and then get them in the right So now the cool thing about a bus is you can take a lot of people with you. You can go on these long trips, right? You ever been on a bus trip? I think we need to get a bus like that. This is one of my goals, by the way, if anybody wants to help me with it. This bus does no longer exist. This is the Partridge Family bus. It doesn't exist anymore. But with your help, maybe AC's help. He has a. Have y'all seen Bell? His blue truck. I don't have it in my photos here, but he's got this. Describe that truck for me.
It's a 1960 F-100.
A 1960 Ford truck.
It does 150 miles an hour.
Really?
I've had it to 135 before I chickened out.
Now wait a minute. You drove a 1960 vehicle over 100 miles an hour.
It's not quite a
1960
anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go. You can soup your vehicle up, right? But here's what you really need. What you really need is an airplane. This is a special airplane paint job that Southwest Airlines did. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Call it the Freedom something. I don't remember the name of it. Did y'all realize that before Donald Miller even came out with his old airplane analogy, that back in the day we named our memberships after airplanes? 747, 777, Systems Leadership, and then the 787 Dreamliner, right? But look, what's the difference between a 747 and, well, we know what the difference between that one and that one is, right? It ain't about the plane right there. It's about the office. But the 777 has two engines. 747 has four. 747 is very heavy. It's got a, you know, takes a lot to, you know, get it off the ground. 777 is more efficient. Two engines, lighter. And so the idea behind an airplane in business is that with an airplane, you can go a long way. You can take a lot of people with you. Has Tommy Mello got a big plane? In fact, he has a fleet, right? Because he has a whole bunch of... How many locations does he have now, did he say? Still 19? Something like that. He's in 30 markets? Yeah. So he knows how to build airplanes. I found this picture as I was pulling these up. You know, you got the 707, you got the 737, you got 747, 757, 777... 787 Dreamliner. That's my favorite one. So how do you determine what size your vehicle is?
What do you need it to do?
What do you need it to do? By the way, y'all know y'all have little planes here, right? These are toys. We just want to keep you entertained.
Yeah, we already
You already put them together? Okay. So this ain't going to go very far and ain't going to get nobody anywhere. But we can have fun. So how do you determine what size vehicle you need? Life goals. The size of your business, the type of business that you have, what that vehicle looks like is determined by your life goals. Your life goals come first. You want to make a ton of money? Unicycle ain't going to get you there. You want to be like someone like Tommy Mello, who hires all these great people and puts all these great people to work and has a lot of impact? Need a bigger plane. AC Lockyer, how many, you said, since you guys made the change, how many in-network people do you have now?
Well, they're affiliates now, and we have about 110.
110, okay.
In North America, we saw Canada, the UK, and Western Europe.
Yeah. So this man is helping people like this man right here build his plane. So there's some guys who have a 707. Maybe they got a private plane. Maybe they got a lawyer plane. So other guys have a bigger jet, bigger companies. So the size plane you need is determined by your life goals. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to take with you? Those are great questions. I'm writing a book right now about questions. The working title is Phenomenal Business Coaching. I don't care if it sells or not because I don't intend to sell it. I intend for it to be a tool for our franchisees, our Phenomenal Business Coaching franchisees, to be able to attract prospects. I don't write books to sell books. Y'all know that? Because unless you're at John Maxwell level, you know, or you got big, huge audiences, you don't really make money on books. Now, it's nice to sell some books and, you know, you make a little bit of money. But really, books are seeds. And that gets the message out. So this book, Phenomenal Business Coaching, has a number of questions. I haven't settled on 7, 10, 21. I don't know how many. There's going to be a lot of questions. But there's main questions. And I want to share them with you real quick. Where are you going? Where are you going? There's a few sub-questions in there. What do you want? Maybe a better question is, what are you called to do? What vision have you received from above? What are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to go? Who are you supposed to take with you? Well, that's another question. So, where are you going? Second is, why are you going there? Sherry mentioned something the other day that she brings up often. Jim McDonough brings it up often. And since she has shared this, I'll tell you the story. As you know, I have a very successful local business, turnkey. I don't have to be there. It's a wonderful thing. But what are you going to do? Sit on the beach the rest of your life? So I decided to start Phenomenal Products. God confirmed it to me in a variety of ways. It's in one of my books. I think it's in FTI. I'm not sure what book it's in, but confirmed it to me, no doubt. But I became a slave to Phenomenal Products just like I was a slave to the other business. And I was frustrated. I was in Clearwater, Florida. I was going to go speak, and just, it was okay. I mean, it was, you know, I had an assistant, and, you know, I was doing everything, right? I'm doing coaching calls. I'm doing, you know. And it was good. I mean, most people would think, man, wow, what a great gig you got. I was walking down the beach at about 45 minutes before I had to go in and get dressed. And I'm saying to myself, I got to find somebody who has either been where I want to go, or they've worked with someone, been with someone who has worked with someone who's where I want to go. Because I knew where I wanted to go, I just wasn't getting there. And I thought to myself, well, you know, you don't even have to do this. You don't have to do this. And by the way, you don't have to do what you're doing. But God wasn't having that. He literally dropped this, not a mentor, he dropped a tormentor out of the sky. Mark Ehrlich calls me up and he says, Mark Ehrlich, what are you doing? It's like I'm out here on the beach. I'm getting some sun. I'm, you know, what are you doing? I'm representing the keynote speaker at the event. And I saw that you're on the schedule. Thought we'd visit a little bit. I'm slow. I'm a slow learner. I didn't know that God just brought me a gift. I hadn't caught on to that yet. See, I met Mark through Michael Gerber. When I had Michael Gerber come speak to my group the second time, he had this guy with him. It was cold. It was February in Houston. They both got long black coats on and black hat. And he hands me his card, chief negotiator for Michael Gerber. You know, first of all, I don't even want to be next to you because it's going to cost me money, right? And he says, I said, I'm out here on the beach and said, you know, why don't you come join me? Well, I'm not exactly in beach wear. I'm wearing black slacks, black shirt, black shoes, and a black jacket.
That's what he always wears.
I'm like, you're at the beach. So you didn't bring a bathing suit at all? So I agreed to meet with him. Next to the building, there's like this little tiki bar, right? And I could still have my toes in the sand and, you know, get a little sun. And sure enough, he's all in black. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And as I was talking to him, I asked him, I said, you know, what are you doing these days? You working with Michael? What are you doing? Well, kind of a quilt maker. Quilt maker. I'm like, nah, I get back to the beach. But as I was talking to him, I was like, wait a minute. Michael Gerber is the number one, deemed to be the number one small business guru in the world. And he's worked with him since 1977. Hello, Howard, wake up. So I started sharing a little bit about, you know, my frustrations and everything. And he says, I said, how long are you going to be here? Would you come into my class and, you know, give me some feedback? Tell me what, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? And he said, sure. So he comes in the next day. I don't know if he has four or five black suits, but he's wearing black again. And he has a black moleskin notebook. Sat at the back of the room, and he sat there. He didn't even look at me. He was just writing the whole time. I'm like, so I was talking to somebody after my thing. I see he's about to walk out the door, and I excused myself. And I went and caught him before he left, and I said, so, Mark, how was it? Sherry, I'm telling the I almost quit story. I said, so how was it? He said, I got 4 pages of notes. I'm like, yes, of things that you should have done, but you didn't do. Meet me in the morning. We'll go over it. So I go over to his hotel the next morning, and he's got like this big suite overlooking the ocean and everything, and orders this breakfast that would fill this table right here. You know, it's like a Sunday brunch or whatever. And we're sitting out there, and he says, so tell me your vision. You know what I told him about? This. You. I knew that I could visualize having this community of people and pods and all that stuff that we didn't have developed yet. And for the first time, I saw Mark go from to, tell me more. And he goes, I think I can help you. I said, okay. How much is it going to cost? Has anybody ever given you the investment or the price that you got to pay and you got a big lump in your throat? There might be some people in this room that went through boot camp and we invited you into Inner Circle and you might still have that lump in your throat. Because maybe you haven't been used to working with someone like us. But I'll ask everybody in this room who has been a member before, you know, this weekend. We have several people who have joined up, which is great. So how many of you in this room would agree that your membership at Inner Circle, whether you've been here 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, was worth every penny? Let me see your hands. All over the room. Look at that. Did you hear what Don said yesterday? He handled his Inner Circle enrollment over. His hands were trembling because he didn't know if he was going to have to borrow more money from his father-in-law. Investing in yourself, investing in your plane is the best money you can ever invest. Investing in your team. So I knew that I had a choice right at that moment. It might be more than I expected. It might have been a lot of money to me at the time. But I asked myself the question, I said, well, what else am I going to do? I mean, you hate what you're doing. I mean, I love my clients. I love to teach and all that. But the business part of it, I was like, ew. I got to get from here to there. So I hired him. I paid him a lot of money to berate me. He wasn't my mentor. He was my tormentor. The first conference he came to, we had about 50 people right here. By the way, this is one of our smaller ones. May, you got graduations, weddings, all that. And we're growing as a community, so I can't imagine what October is going to look like. But, you know, he walks in, still wearing black. Black moleskin notebook. Who sucked all the energy out of this room? And he sat back there with his moleskin notebook and then told me everything that I did wrong. Every week, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? How'd that event go? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you? And I'm like, well, why don't you tell me what to do? And then I'll go do it. He just didn't operate that way. So instead of my mentor, I started calling my tormentor. So Mark Ehrlich was my tormentor in black. And yet that man did for me. He helped me build the most. I think most unbelievable, most phenomenal plane in this industry. What do you think? You can't get this everywhere. You get finance, you get marketing, you get business, you get leadership. I don't know why. And I'm not sure whether I'm happy or sad about that. I'm happy because y'all are with me. I'm sad because other people don't get to experience what we experience. By the way, you want to know who the coach was that looked over Jeremy's shoulder and said, "You might want to add a zero to that"? Mark Ehrlich. So Mark helped me build my plane. And one of the reasons that I get to do what I'm doing is because I join every program, every book. I don't even think about whether I need the book or not. I hit Amazon one click and it shows up. When I die, my son is going to have an amazing library. And I always buy hardback too, because it looks better on the shelf, you know. And when I go to the beach, I don't, like, you know, mess it all up. I don't do Kindle unless I just want to copy and paste something, because I never go there. I don't do Audible because I'm always on the phone, in the car. Hardback books. I have stacks and stacks that I haven't read yet. I join every program. Do I need to be a Business Made Simple coach? No. But I was the first one to join up. Why? Because there's going to be something there. There's going to be a model there that I can use. There's going to be a relationship there that, you know, I can let. There were some years that I invested $100,000 a year on programs. $100,000 a year. Now, because I get to go speak, I get to attend those events for free and be in those rooms, you know. But I did everything, because I don't want there to be anything out there that I'm not familiar with. Here's where I'm going with this. We were with Donald Miller yesterday. Was that brilliant or what?
Yes.
I mean, was it unbelievable?
Yeah.
Like, the guy's a genius. He's a genius. And when you understand different business models, when you start looking at, you know, like AC's doing licensing, you know, I launched Phenomenal Business Coaching as a franchise. You look at Ellen Rohr and Tommy Mello and people like that. When you study these different models, Mr. Zig Ziglar said that the more you know about any subject, the more creative you can be. So the reason I do more and more programs like, you know, Master the Game, so that you can be a master coach, is so that when you come across the situation, you know how to handle it. When you see this business model and you have the opportunity to build your business, upgrade your business, change your business or whatever, you know how to do it. See, there's three types of, there's three levels of learning, okay? Number one is information, right? Donald Miller's book is phenomenal. But here's what's going to happen. You're going to get 5 books from this thing, right? And it's good. You might even read them all, but you're going to get information. That's great. It's awesome. It's a great way to start. But is information alone enough to fly an airplane?
No.
Uh-uh. What do you need to be able to fly an airplane? You need an instructor first. Because before you can fly that plane, you not only need the knowledge, but you need the skill. You need an instructor sitting next to you, and then you're going to go on your own solo flight and hopefully return. But what do you need to be a phenomenal pilot experience. What do you need to be able to captain a 787? Well, I'll tell you. We have a friend here in Houston, works for United Airlines. He worked for Continental Airlines before they took over. And he's flown 777s for many, many years. Well, he got a raise. And now he's going to be flying the 787. This man has been flying a 777 and every other kind of 737, every kind of jet you could imagine for decades. But he had to go through 6 months of experience, 6 months of new training and experience just to fly a different kind of jet. But what happens when you have that kind of training, that kind of experience? When there's something that goes wrong, boom, you can respond because you've had all the experience. You've seen all the different business models. Remember Sully? Yeah. You remember Sully? Captain Sullivan. What was his first name? Captain Sullenberg, I think it was. Well, Sully was his nickname. I don't remember his first name. But you remember U.S. Air flight took off. And shortly after they took off, they had bird strike. And he had so much experience. He went through the checklist just like that and determined that the only option that he had was to put it in the Hudson River. I'm sorry? Chelsea Sullenberg. Huh? Chesley? Sully. Sully. Okay. He said, we're putting it down in the Hudson River. And air traffic controllers, no, nope, go to LaGuardia. He said, no, nope, putting it down. Nope, nope, nope. He put it down in the Hudson River. And because of his experience, he was able to land that plane and no human lost their life. In fact, that man went through that plane to make sure that every single person survived. And he asked, what's the count? What's the count? Okay, I want to make sure. And that was his biggest concern. So you need the training. You need the experience. You need to be a great pilot and understand that cockpit. You need to understand marketing and sales, and the financial part, as Donald Miller went over with us. And when we understand these different business models, we understand these different ways of doing things, we can make better decisions, okay? The only thing that didn't happen yesterday that I wish that did happen when Donald Miller was here is you guys didn't get an opportunity to understand what flight school is all about. So I'm going to play a video and go through the flight school presentation real quick.
Trying to grow a small business through trial and error is costly, and quite frankly, it's exhausting. You should not have to waste a bunch of time trying to grow your business when there is already a proven plan out there that will work for you. That is why I want to invite you to join Business Made Simple's Small Business Flight School. Unlike other strategies you've tried that leave you with less money than you started with, Small Business Flight School will help you implement a 6-month plan to actually double your current revenue. When you sign up for Small Business Flight School, each month we're going to focus on a key area of your business. I'm going to walk you through the action steps that you need to take to execute that plan. The first is leadership. We're going to overhaul your leadership and the vision that you have for your company. Second, we're going to cover sales. I'm going to teach you to write $1 million sales script. And then in marketing, we're going to help you clarify your marketing message and create a sales funnel that gets results. Then with products, I'm going to teach you to optimize the products that you offer so they're more profitable and in demand. Then we're going to help you streamline your overhead and operations by running your business with only 5 meetings. And finally, I'm going to teach you to manage your cash flow using 5 checking accounts. By the time you are done with the program, each area of your business will be firing on all cylinders, and you'll have a growth plan in place that actually works. Join Small Business Flight School today and start increasing your revenue.
Christian, if you'll scroll down that page, I want to just show you guys a couple things here. Yeah, just scroll down. Yeah, there you go. There we go. Yay. Okay, so stop right there. This is a 6-month video training series, 22 videos. However, just stay right there for a second. However, you're not only going to get access to the Business Made Simple platform that already exists, but you're going to be able to renew this and have access to this for life. For $275 is the renewal, and you'll still have flight school. You'll have, you know, the Business Made Simple platform. Scroll down a little bit. I called them to ask them about this because when Donald Miller said this yesterday, I was like, wait a minute, we're not doing coaching for free, right? It's not included. Because we charge, how much do we charge for Business Made Simple?
I think it was $5,000.
$5,000 last year. And so we charge for that. And so I called them this morning. I said, hey, what's the deal on that? These are people who are in the community. Okay, these are people who are, you know, part of Business Made Simple. It's some of Donald Miller's people, other people that are going through the program, not us. Go ahead. There's also a community where you can connect with other business owners, and you know, and those that weekly Q&A is great. It's a big group, a lot of people, because Donald Miller's signing up a bunch of people on this. So it's not like one of our pods, right? It's a lot of people, and you can ask questions and what have you. And then they have a community where you can post online, which that's fine. That's nice. Keep going. And then Donald Miller will come on every quarter. Go ahead. Oh, wait. Go back up here for just a second. Let's see here. Every quarter, even after you finish flight school, you're going to have access to this piece. $275 a year is your renewal. Okay, go ahead. All right, keep going. You might, how many of you have been in Business Made Simple? You have the Business Made Simple platform. Okay, so I also want to show you the difference between what you have now and flight school. Keep going down, okay, right there. So as you can see, all this stuff in red over here, none of that's included in the current Business Made Simple membership. All right, keep going down. So the total value of this whole thing is $10,000. You get it for $24.95. If you bought a book already, we'll either refund you for that book, or better, we'll give you another book to go with it so that you can, if you bought a book, so you can share it with one of your team members. Your team members can get on this platform. It's available to your whole team. And when you buy today, when you get this today, be the best money you ever spent, you ever invested. I'm going to do 2 things for you. Number one, if you would like to come to Destin, Florida, I'm going to do 3 things for you. Okay, number one, I'm going to give you a ticket to Destin or the next conference that you come to. Included, no charge, one ticket. Second, after this conference, everybody who renewed their membership for a year, their Inner Circle membership, when you renew or you upgrade or you get flight school, I'm going to put you in a drawing for a Destined Dream Week. You're going to stay for a week in one of our VIP houses, and I'll spend a day with you on the beach. Now, when you rent a house, we don't rent it out, but when you rent a house like that in that neighborhood, it's at least $5,000. I charge $10,000 for a day, and it's worth every penny. How many of you have been with me in Destin and you'd say that it's worth way more than 10 grand, right? Okay. So we're going to do a drawing. I'll probably do the drawing on the weekly webcast. In order to do that, in order to get the Destin Dream Week, you also have to be a member. So those of you that haven't signed up yet, you need to become a member, okay? And you need to do that first. And then the last thing that we're going to do is Business Made Simple coaching that Sherry's been doing every other week on Wednesdays, which is normally $5,000. I'm going to get in and help her. We're going to do it every week and help you work through flight school. And that's $5,000 for 6 months. But if you're in flight school and you enroll today, we're going to cut that in half. So you can do coaching once you do this. You can do just this if you want to. But if you do coaching, when you do coaching, you can do a single investment of $2,500. Add $2,500. So it's basically like you're joining coaching, you're getting this for free. Okay? Or you can do monthly for 6 months of only $250. So you get flight school and $250 a month for 6 months. That's included. Who has my first question? Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So we're doing QR codes to cut down the paperwork, and we don't have your credit card out there. So if you would like to, and Michelle, do we have this printed anywhere? Could we get this? We'll pull it up. We'll pull it up and keep it on the screen. And we could print it out for you. Any other questions before I close? Okay. Oh, it is? You know why that is? Because I did the slides. That's why. Darn it. Okay. We're friends, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you'd like to do flight school, let Michelle know. We'll get you the link so that you can get signed up. And flight school goes to them. We're a partner now, okay? And so we don't bill it. They bill it. They put you in the system. Then they send us our part of it, okay? And if you want to add the coaching, then we can put that on there for you, okay? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Chief, bring up that the Destin slide again. Doesn't this look phenomenal? Don't you want to spend a week there? I suppose you could just buy that outright if you want to, $15,000, but you know, you might win.
You might.
Is that it? Okay, I'll close with this. One of my favorite slogans of all time, Southwest Airlines, which is, by the way, a phenomenal airline. You remember the commercial says, ding, you are now free to move about the country. So you are now free to go to attend flight school. And listen, I don't coach very many groups. Okay, so I'm going to be in this, helping you work through the framework. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about, you know, filling it out myself. I've done a lot of these exercises in here. It's a new way to look at it. Some of it is simpler than what we have, right? Ellen Rohr taught me something I'll never forget. The simpler you make it, the farther you can take it. Is it farther or further?
Further.
And if you're from lower Alabama, it's further, right? Sampler you make it, the further you can take it. I want you to build something that'll fly higher, faster, farther, safely. Yes?
Yes.
Or yes? Okay.